Roger Brown. You'll be heading north to Launceston on Sunday with the Inform Flying Indy Air, and she's been a little bit of a revelation since you've had her for, what, 10 starts, and she's been impressive and finally broke through for an overdue win last time out.
Yes, Pete, that's right. She's been a very consistent since I got her, and I think she just appreciated leaving a big stable in Melbourne and the hustle and bustle, and she seems to have thrived since she's been up home, getting a bit more attention, I think.
I think one of the run that really caught my eye was only in a small field when she was second to Shirley. She's Riley Mack in the Shirley Hills. Only a field of four, but she was the rank outsider that night. But she really, to me, put the writing on the wall that she probably had a bit of depth about her.
Yeah, that's right, Pete. She's a horse that can follow good horses all day. Doesn't matter how good they are. If she's up on their back, she'll just follow them. And she's not 100% in going past them. She'll run up to them, and she doesn't like going past them. But she did the other day, so that's the thing that counts.
Well, Ricky Duggan's the pilot, and her last start win in Hobart when she defeated Lavina Lees, it probably was an 11 out of 10 drive by Ricky.
Yeah, that's pretty par for the course for Ricky. You know, he won't give any of them a sore back, so he's really quick with them here, and I think he may have drove her probably 4 or 5 times, and yeah, he hasn't been out. He's either run first, second, or he might have ran 1/3 on her, so they've both been very consistent.
Now, Ricky will partner her on Sunday night?
Yep. Yeah, Rick's going up to drive her.
Okay, lovely. Now, the draw, what can we expect from the draw?
Yeah, she's a sort of horse that we've just been dropping out lately and trying to get a bit of a card home, and she's a horse that you can't hit the front too quickly on, you know, because she doesn't like being out on her own, so we'll just... the draw actually suits her on Sunday night. We'll just follow them around and hopefully get the last crack at them.
All right, well, your stable, how many do you have in the stable now, Roger?
I've cut right back, actually. I've gone back into employment now and only doing them as a hobby. I've got probably 4 in work. I've had it pretty easy over the Christmas period, and I'm just starting to get back a few in now, so I'll be back up to 4, no more than 5.
All right, Roger, what are you doing full-time?
I'm a storeman for Office National.
Lovely. All right, well, they've kicked a goal in getting you in that role. Let's hope that Flying Indy Air can produce it again and win on Sunday night.
Yeah, that'll be lovely, Pete.
Cheers, mate.
Thank you.